Hello.
Hey, Mr. Hayward, this is Sid again. Sorry we missed your call.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to get a little more information on that. I got about five or ten minutes. I was just wondering, like, how does that process work if I did decide to sell?
Okay, so if you did decide to sell, what happens is I will note down some basic information about the house, you know, properties, condition, and everything. That would take around 10 minutes. Once that's done, I will transfer you over to the numbers guy, basically. His name is Forrest, for Forrest Price Houses. You know, he's the owner. He will run his numbers and then give you a call to discuss how much we can offer for it.
Okay.
If you like it, we can work on different terms because we are one of the companies that tailor plans, just, you know, according to the needs, because every house owner's situation is different. Some people want to sell the house, still live there for a couple of months, or just sell it outright, or move to a newer place first and then sell it. So we provide all types of solutions.
So is it like like, will I get what the house is worth, or are you just trying to just get me out of it? I don't understand.
So we have two options. If you are looking to get the highest amount of money for your house, listing it with a realtor, because Forrest himself is a realtor as well, listing it is the best option. But what happens is, for that property, if the property needs a bit of upkeep, you know, some cosmetic repairs or stuff, that you would have to do first before listing it, so that the chances are higher that you can sell your property quickly. But that is if you value money over time. But let's say you value your time over money, then cash option is the best option for you. You get paid all cash. We can close it as quickly as the same month. And it's not like we won't be lowballing you if you decide to go for a cash offer.
Yeah.
As I said, we have different programs, you know, different solutions for different types of people, since every house owner's needs are different.
Right.
If you could tell me a bit about your situation.
So basically, I would make my money if I listed it, but I would just have to do the renovation.
Yes. If you want to get the highest amount of money for your property, the maximum, you should list it.
Yeah.
Because that would give you but that would require you to, you know, do the repairs yourself first.
Yeah. If I do so, because it's only little cosmetic stuff that needs to be done. Everything else is basically brand new in the house. So it would be like minor repairs.
Minor repairs? We can help you. As I said, we can help you list it as well. We can, you know, if you like the numbers we gave you, we can come down and meet you at the property and then go over everything with you. And we can even decide there how much, you know, what would be the best plan of action for you. Either to list it or to, you know, just sell it outright as for cash offer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested in just getting an idea.
Yeah, right. If you could tell me about your situation, like, are you thinking about moving? Are you planning on?
I want to move because it's too much house for me. I live there by myself. My wife is separated. So
okay.
I want to just, like, downsize a little.
Downsize. You know, we can help you find a property to downsize as well.
I don't think I want to buy again, though.
Oh, you would like to rent it?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm not really sure.
If we can help you make a decision, we would gladly do so.
Okay. All right, I'm interested in just trying to get an understanding of what's my best option.
One thing I can do for you is I can reach out to Forrest, you know, and he can run his numbers and get back to you. today or tomorrow or any time this week you're available, and we can tell you how much you can get for the property as a cash offer. If you like it, we can go ahead right there and then. If not, we can try the listing options and talk about other possible solutions as well.
Okay.
So, if you could tell me a bit about your property, have you done any repairs recently, anything?
Got a new roof, maybe 5 years ago. New floors, hardwood flooring about 6 years ago. I put new carpet, maybe like 8 or 9 years ago. I got a above ground swimming pool and a hot tub in the back.
Above ground pool and a hot tub at the back.
Yeah. I just got new siding, actually. I just got new siding less than a year ago.
Okay. And it's a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house, correct?
Yep.
2,000 square feet almost?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you think what would you say the property needs currently?
Nothing like really, just maybe a little paint, maybe some baseboards, little baseboard work. I think it's a chip in one of the baseboards. But I think that's about it.
Baseboard work, some paint. That's about it. Right. And let's say, you know, we both parties agree on a price. How long do you think would it take you to move? 30 days, 60?
I'm not sure.
Not sure? All right. No problem. And, okay. All right. And how long have you owned this property?
I bought it in 2008, so what's that?
25, 26
years.
25, 26 years. Okay. All right. Let me reach out to Forrest. You know, let him. I'll ask him to run his numbers, and we can give you a call back. And do you have any timeline in mind about moving?
Say it again.
Do you have any timeline in mind about moving?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. All right, no problem. And what time do you think Forrest can give you a call tomorrow? He's available around 12:30 tomorrow.
That's fine.
12:30 is fine. All right. I'll set it up for 12:30 p.m. tomorrow. No problem.
Okay. Sounds
Thank
good.
Thank you. Have a good day, Mr.
All right.
Hayward.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.